How is everybody? Is everybody alive?
都活着吗?
Nobody's died?
都活着啊。
If you're dead, raise a hand, we'll pray for you.
如果你没有活着，你举手，我们为死人祷告。
Good. Okay, we're going to begin. Let's see. We're going to begin talking about... I don't know. Let's see. Let me see if I can show you on the English. No, before, right before judging. Yeah, I'm going to talk about D and E. Now it's back. Let's see. We're going to, here. Under...We're at Roman numeral 3.
还是在第三个大标题下面，就是今天接续今天上午没有结束的。
And then if you drop down to D.
我们已经到了 D.
We talked about vision and encouragement.
我们讲过的那个意象鼓励那个 B 我们讲过了。
And now we're down to C, impartation of hope.Power and gifting.
C, 就是分赐盼望能力和恩赐。
And I just want to say one thing about that under C, impartation of hope, power and gifting.
在 C, 他要再补充一点。
I said this in the last session this morning.
今天早上讲过。
But one of the most important things, reasons for prophetic gifting.
预言恩赐的一个重要的方面。
Is that we can see God's potential in one another.
我们是可以看到神在个人身上的潜力。
That God, His heart is to take you from breakthrough to breakthrough, from glory to glory, and strength to strength.
神的心意是让我们个人力上加力，荣上加荣，从突破到突破。
And where there is no vision,
但是当没有意象的时候，
oftentimes people stay stuck in the past.
很多人就被卡在了过去。
They think, well, this is all there is.
他们就想，我就这样了。
But then a prophetic word comes about God's heart for you, His will for you, His potential for you, and all of a sudden it's like a springboard that gives you faith to step out into the new things.
但是当神的话语临到你，他就带来神的心意，带来神的意象，带来神的旨意，突然就好像把你重新又启动，往前进行了。
Many, 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 many people.
很多人。
Many people.
很多很多人。
Many, many, many people.
很多很多人。
Suffer from a bad self-image or a low self-esteem.
都是受着这个很低的自我形象的苦害。
And they look at other people and say, wow, they can do something good, he can do something good, she can do something good.
他们就看着别人说，他能做大事，他也能做大事。
But I just don't know about my life, we think.
但是我不知道我能做什么。
But yet each one of us has been created in the image of the living God.
但是每个人都是照着神的形象所造的。
He's created you to be a unique reflection of Him.
神造你是为了独特的反映他的一面。
And so like when Samuel came to the young shepherd boy, David.
当撒母耳见到这个牧羊的小大卫的时候。
His father and his brothers didn't see very much in him.
大卫的父亲和哥哥们在他身上没看出什么来。
But Samuel the prophet heard from God that there was the making of a king in him.
但是撒母耳从神领受这个孩子身上有君王的潜质。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
保罗给提摩太说。
And he said, stir up the gifts within you.
要重新挑旺你里面的恩赐。
That you receive through the laying on of hands with prophetic words.
就是从前借着先知按手赐给你的恩赐。
And like the prophet Barnabas, like with Barnabas, the prophet Barnabas.
巴拿巴就像巴拿巴先知巴拿巴。
Barnabas in the book of Acts.
巴拿巴巴拿巴。
That he saw the calling on Paul's life when nobody else did.
巴拿巴就从保罗的身上看到了他的呼召，那个时候别人还没有看出来。
And we need the prophetic gift to be able to see God's potential within one another.
我们是需要预言的恩赐才能够看到个人身上的神的放下的潜力。
To call each other into our destiny and purposes.
这样我们就可以来使每个人进入命定。
In my home church,
在我的母会
we're a large church,
我们是个很大的教会
and we've got 13 full-time pastors with the church.
我们有13个全职牧师
we're about a 30-year-old church,
30多年的一个教会
and we're going through about a 10-year transition right now.
我们现在正在经历一个10年的转换
where the senior pastors in a few years are going to be stepping back
主任牧师呢在这几年就会渐渐的来往下退
and some of the younger pastors are going to be stepping up
一些年轻的牧者就起来
and one of the younger pastors who in about 5 years is going to be the senior pastor
一个已经牧养了五年的一个年轻牧师即将成为主任牧师
I want to tell you about him
我想跟大家介绍他
he's about 33 years old now 34 years old
他今年33岁
12 years ago.
12年前。
He didn't know that God was calling him to be a pastor.
那个时候他还不知道神呼召他要做牧者。
He didn't know that God was calling him to be a minister.
他也不知道神要呼召他做宣教士。
He was going to school to become a fireman.
A firefighter. 他要去当消防员。
You have those in Canada. he was going to school to become a fireman.
他就去学校训练成为消防员。
And in a meeting like this,
在一个特会像这样的特会
I was preaching,
我在讲道。
And I stopped my message,
我就停下我的信息。
And I pointed at him,
我就指着他。
And I said, there is a call of God upon your life,
我就跟他说，神在你身上有个呼召。
To be a leader in the body of Christ.
要在基督身体里做领袖。
I said there's a call of God upon your life to preach Jesus.
神在你生命中有个呼召要来宣讲耶稣基督。
There's a call of God upon your life to be a man of influence.
神要呼召你成为有影响力的人。
And he took that word.
他就领受了这句话。
And he and his wife prayed into it for several months.
他和他太太为这个话祷告了好几个月。
And then he changed his focus in school.
他就把他学校的这个专业改变了。
He stopped studying to become a fireman.
他不再学习那个消防员方面的。
He went to Bible school and got a Bible degree.
他就去到圣经学校拿了一个圣经学位。
And for 10 years now, he's been in training and he's going to emerge as the senior pastor over the whole church in about 5 years.
已经近十年了他在教会里训练也受装备他即将要在这个过去的五年他要训练即将成为主任牧师
I was speaking at a church in the west coast of England
我在英格兰的西海岸有一次在教会服侍
This is many years ago
很多年前
And I was prophesying over people
正在给人发预言
And some friends had invited a man to come with them to the meeting
有人就带了朋友来
The church he went to, they did not experience prophecy.
那个人他所在的教会是不鼓励说预言的。
And so he's seen prophecy for the first time. He doesn't know what to think about it.
那个人是第一次看见说预言的现象，他也不知道该怎么想这个事。
But I pointed at him.
我就指着他。
And I said something over him, like I said to this other guy in San Diego.
我就跟他说了一些，就像我刚才跟那个年轻牧师说的相似的话。
I said, I don't know what you're doing right now.
我说我不知道你现在从事什么行业。
But there's a call of God upon your life.
但是神的呼召在你身上。
To teach the Bible and preach Jesus.
要教导圣经，要宣讲耶稣。
And you're going to be a leader of people in the body of Christ.
你会在基督身体里成为一个领袖。
That guy was about 24 years old.
那个人那个时候24岁。
He loved Jesus.
他很爱主。
And he was almost about to graduate from university.
大学快毕业。
He'd gone to university for 6 years to become a lawyer.
他已经上了六年大学，要成为律师。
For 6 years, he'd been preparing to be a lawyer.
六年，他训练装备自己要成为律师。
And he gets this prophecy about being a leader in the body of Christ.
那神就借我给他这个呼召，要成为基督身体的领袖。
He didn't even know what to think about prophecy today.
他都不知道该怎么看待这些预言。
But after the meeting, he and his friends, they went and had a meal.
聚会之后，他就跟朋友去吃饭。
And he said to his friends, what was that?
他就说那跟我发的是讲的是什么
Why did that guy say that over me?
为什么那个讲员这样对我说呢
And they said he was hearing from the Holy Spirit. It was a prophetic word from God for you.
他朋友就解释说这个人他是先知性的他听到神的话语所以就给你释放出来
And he said, well, what am I supposed to do with that?
这个人说那我该怎么办呢现在
I've gone to school for 6 years to be a lawyer.
我都上了六年学要做律师了。
He said, I'm going to be a lawyer.
我就要做律师。
Lawyers make good money.
律师很挣钱的。
I want to be a lawyer.
我想做律师。
But he took the word and he prayed about it for over a year.
但是他就领受了这句话祷告了一年。
And he felt in his heart a conviction of the Holy Spirit.
他觉得他的心就被神有一个确定。
And when he graduated from law school,
他那个法律学校毕业以后
he went to a different school.
他又去了另外一个学校。
And he got a degree in Bible.
他就拿了一个圣经学位。
And about 4 years later, he started working as a pastor.
4年之后他就成为牧师在服侍。
And he's an incredible pastor.
他是个非常棒的牧师。
He pastored a large church in England, and now he's pastoring a church in New York City.
他在英国带领大的教会在纽约现在也在牧会
And I know I've told you this at almost every meeting
那我每次聚会都要讲
But 1 Corinthians 2:9 says God has more for those who love him than our eyes have seen, our ears have heard
我一直强调林前二章九节就是神为我们预备的是心眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听到人心未曾想过的
He has more for you than you can understand
神为我们所预备的是我们现在无法理解
So how do we go from what we know to what we don't know
那么我们如何从现在的已知进入到未来的未知呢
How do we go from what we've experienced to God to what we haven't experienced in God
我们如何从现在所经历到的有限 的有限进入到没有经历过的
It's the voice of the Lord.
是神的声音带领我们往前。
I love that in Psalm 29.
我喜欢诗篇二十九篇。
It says the voice of the Lord is over the waters.
神的声音就是在众水之上。
The voice of the Lord breaks the trees.
神的声音震动香柏树。
Everything God wants to communicate to you.
神要想跟我们交通的交流的。
It comes from His voice or a vision.
是从他的声音和他所给的意象而来。
We see God in Genesis when the earth was formless and void. There was chaos upon the earth.
在创世纪那个时候那个地面还是混沌一片混沌的。
And it says God spoke.
说神说。
And there was life.
就有了生命。
There was light, there was creation.
就有了光就有了被造物。
And we need the prophetic.
我们需要预言。
In order to enter into the things God wants to create in our lives and situations He wants to create.
我们才能够进入神为我们和我们的情况所他所预备和创造的。
And this is such an important part of the prophetic is as we're part of a community, part of a family in the body of Christ.
这是先知约很重要的一方面就是我们都是一个同为肢体我们是在基督的家中一起一个肢体。
We don't just look at one another and say,Oh, I know Pastor John. Oh, I know this pastor.
我们不只是看着对方说啊，我认识周牧师，我认识这一位那一位。
They're pretty good.
他们都很好。
They love Jesus.
他们都很爱神。
They're going to heaven.
他们会去天堂的。
But no, we look at one another.
我们不只是这样，我们要彼此这样看。
And we say, Father, what do you have for her? What do you have for John?
我们说主啊，你对牧者有什么话？你对这个人有什么话吗？
And when we begin to see one another as the sons and daughters of God Almighty,
当我们看彼此是神的儿女的时候
we don't assess each other from where we're at right now, but we have faith for the things God's calling us to for the future.
我们不只是按照现在的状况来彼此评估，而是就是基于神未来将要做成的事情来彼此看待。
E discernment.
E 是分辨。
One of the important things about the prophetic is God can give us discernment about difficult situations.
先知性话语一个很重要的方面就是神会给我们辨别力在一些不容易的情况下。
When you hold a glass of water,
当你拿着一杯水
and it's half full,
是半杯水
is it half full or it's half empty?
是半空的呢还是半满的呢
is it half full or is it half empty?
是半空还是半满
If you think it's half empty, that means we're thinking out of an emptiness inside, maybe.
如果我们看它是半空的，可能说明你的心里蛮空的。
But when we think that it's half full, we're thankful for what we've got, and we believe there's more to come.
如果你看它是半满的，说明你心里面是很感恩的，也为未来将拥有的东西会感恩。
There's a great story in 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下六章有一个很棒的故事。
That Elisha the prophet.
以利沙，先知以利沙。
He would get prophetic discernment about when the king of Syria would try to trap him.
当那个叙利亚的这个军队来攻打他的时候，他有一个先知的辨别力。
And so the king of Syria decided to send an army to capture and kill Elisha.
那个时候，这个敌国就是派了军队要来杀害这个先知。
And in the morning, Elisha's servant came out of the house.
早晨以利沙的这个仆人就来。
And he saw a huge army of the enemy there to capture and kill his master.
他就看到满山遍野的敌军要来攻打他们。
And he went back inside the house.
他就跑回去屋子。
And he said, you're in trouble.
说以利沙你危险了。
But then Elisha stepped outside with his servant.
但是以利沙跟这个仆人一起出
到外面。Now Elisha saw the army of the enemy too.
以利沙当然也看到了敌军。
But Elisha saw more than that.
但是以利沙不只看到敌军。
Elisha saw an army of angels all about him.
以利沙也看到了很多的这个天使、天军、天兵在围绕他们。
And then Elisha prayed for his servant.
以利沙就为他的仆人祷告。
And he said, Lord, would you open his eyes?
说主啊，开他的眼睛。
That he can realize there's more power with us than with the enemy.
让他能够看到与我们同在的比那外面的更多。
When you look at all the problems in the world,
当你看到世界的各种问题，
all the potential problems,
可能的问题，
there's so much to be worried about and be afraid about.
真的是太多让你忧虑惧怕的了。
But the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world.
但是圣经上说，在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
God says that nothing can separate you from his love.
神说没有什么能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
God says that he can make all things work to the good of those who love him.
神说万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
And so no matter what situation we're going through,
所以不管我们经历什么，
we can't look at it that the cup is half empty.
我们不要用这个半空的眼光来看。
We've got to look at it that it's half full and it's going to get fuller.
我们要看还是半满的而且还会更满。
I shared with you yesterday that when I flew to Vancouver on Wednesday,
当我周三飞过来的时候，
when I got on the plane,
我上了飞机，
United Airlines was telling everybody there were people on the airplane
联合航空就说现在在机上有，
that had just been in either China or Iran.
是从中国还是伊朗来的。
Those are the two nations with the most coronavirus outbreaks.
当然这两个国家是新冠病毒这个患者比较多的。
And people are thinking, oh great, I'm getting on this airplane for 10 hours.
就是你就想哎呦我要在这飞机上待十个小时。
And there's going to be all these germs from the people from China and the people from Iran.
从中国伊朗来的人要把这个病毒都遍满整个飞机了。
But I think God wanted me to have a different perspective.
但是我想神要让我从另外的角度来看。
That God Almighty was with me.
大能的神在我与我同在。
And His power could burn up those germs.
他的能力可以烧灭一切的病毒。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's the prophetic, oftentimes it gives us discernment.That greater is he with us than he who's in the world.
所以先知性的话语要给我们这样一个洞见，就是在与我们同在的比在世上的更大。
Okay, Roman numeral four.
我们进展到第四个单元。
Judging prophecies and prophets.
判断预言和先知。
We're just going to cover this quickly.
我们会快一点的进展。
In the Old Testament times.
在旧约时代。
If a prophet was wrong,
如果先知说错了
they would stone the prophet. They considered him a false prophet.
人就会认为他是假先知，用石头把他打死。
But in the New Testament times,
在新约时代，
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14,
保罗在林前十四章说，
He said, you can all prophesy.
说你们都可以发预言。
Because we've all got the Holy Spirit within us.
因为我们里面都有圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is always prophetic.
圣灵总是预言性的。
He's always wanting to lead us into what the Father has for us.
圣灵总是要把天父的带领给我们彰显出来。
But Paul also said, seek after the spiritual gifts.
保罗也说，各样的恩赐我们都要追求。
Especially you may prophesy.
尤其是发预言的恩赐。
Tonight we're going to pray for an impartation of the gift of prophecy for your life.
今天晚上我们还要为大家祷告来分赐发预言的恩赐。
And so we can all prophesy.
所以每个人都可以发预言。
It doesn't mean we're all perfect.
不是说我们都完美。
But we can all say, well, this is what I think the Lord is saying.
但是我们可以说，我认为这是神要说的话。
Paul said, let two or three prophesy.
保罗说，让两三个人讲预言。
And then judge the prophecies.
然后其他的人就要审思明辨。
So let's say these three ladies here.
比如说这三位姐妹。
I say, you three ladies, I want you to come up here and prophesy.
比如说我要请你们三位在这里来上来发预言。
And what is your name? Deborah. That's not Chinese. So Deborah prophesies first.
比如说 Deborah 姐妹先发预言。
And we think, oh, this is a good prophecy.
我们想，这个预言不错。
It's biblical.
是合圣经的。
We sense the Holy Spirit within us saying amen.
我们感受到圣灵在我们里面说阿们。
We feel faith for what she's saying.
我们感受对她说的有信心。
So we go, good job, Deborah.
我们就说做得不错。
Then what is your name? Cindy. Cindy. You're supposed to have Chinese names. Cindy prophesies.
比如说 Cindy 姐妹牧师啊，她发预言。
And her prophecy is pretty good.
她的预言也不错。
It's biblical.
也合圣经。
But we don't sense an anointing of the Holy Spirit on it.
但是也许我没有感觉到圣灵的恩膏在其中。
So we say, well, maybe it's of God.
我们说，哎呀，也许是从神来吧。
We say, yeah, it's okay.
也 OK.
And then, what's your name? Esther.That's a good biblical name. So then Esther, it's her turn. She prophesies.
在 Esther 姐妹发预言的时候。
And it is not a good prophecy.
这个预言不太好。
It's anti the Bible.
不符合圣经。
And it's nothing of the Holy Spirit on it.
里面也没圣灵。
So we say, Esther, stand right there.
我们就说，姐妹你先站下。
And we all get a bucket of rocks.
我们就拿了一袋石头。
And we throw the rocks at her.
然后我们就给她向她丢石头。
Now it's your turn.
然后就该。
And we say it's your turn to prophesy.
那该你发预言了。
He's going to say, I'm not getting anything. You go.
然后他就说我不想发预言，你来吧。
You see, we're not in the Old Testament times now.
我们现在不在旧约时代。
Because they were the only ones that could hear from God, so they had to be correct because there was so much faith in what they were saying.
旧约时代只有先知能听到神的话，所以他们必须要准确，因为大家把信心放在他们身上。
But Paul said, "You can all prophesy."
但是保罗说你们都可以发预言。
Let two or three people prophesy.
但是当两三个人讲预言的时候。
And then you judge the word.
其他的人要来辨别。
But as we judge the word,
当我们辨别这些话的时候，
we realize that we are all growing in the Spirit of the Lord.
我们都意识到我们在圣灵中成长。
In Psalm 37,
诗篇三十七篇，
I'm not going to turn to it right now.
我们不用翻。
But, well, Psalm 27, verses 23 and 24.
23, 24节。
It says that when we walk with God,
当我们与神同行的时候，
He holds us by the hand.
他握住我们的手同行。
And He will not allow you to trip and go flying forward and hurt yourself.
他不会让我们跌倒。
If you've had a child,
如果你有孩子，
a little boy, a little girl,
小男孩小女孩，
when they were maybe, I don't know, 8 months old, 9 months old,
只有八九个月大的小孩子。
They take their first little step.
他们往前迈一小步。
The mother gets on the phone and calls the father and says, "Come home right away."
妈妈就跟爸爸打电话说，快回家。
Little John has taken his first step.
小约翰已经迈出第一步了。
So the father comes home as quick as he can.
爸爸就赶快回来。
And the mother kneels down behind little John.
妈妈就这个扶住小约翰。
The father stands about 5 feet away.
爸爸就站在五尺以外。
And he's holding the smartphone camera. They're videoing this.
拿着这个手机来摄像。
And the mother's saying, "Walk to daddy, walk to daddy."
妈妈就说走到爸爸那里去。
The father's saying, "Come on, Johnny."
爸爸就说过来。
And they're filming this. You know, it's the big moment.
然后就把这个伟大的时刻记录下来。
Johnny takes one little step.
小 Johnny 就迈出一步。
Maybe he takes another.
又迈出一步。
And then he toddles, he falls over.
然后他就摔倒了。
The mother is right there with him.
妈妈就在他身边。
She doesn't allow him to hit his head on the floor.
妈妈不会让他头着地的。
She doesn't allow him to hit his head on the sharp corner of the coffee table.
妈妈不会让他头碰到那个尖锐的那个咖啡桌的角。
She's right there with him, protecting him.
妈妈一直在他旁边保护他。
And the father.
爸爸
The father's not angry that little Johnny couldn't walk 5 feet.
爸爸不会生气的，那个小宝宝没有走到几步。
The father's so excited that Johnny took 2 steps.
爸爸很开心，小 Johnny 走了两步。
And he picks up Johnny and says, "Good job, Johnny. Really good."
然后就说 Johnny 太棒了，你做得很好。
That's how we treat our children as they're learning to walk.
我们的孩子们走路，我们就是这样训练他们。
And when our children first begin to speak.
当我们孩子开始说话的时候
，say mama or papa or whatever you say in your language，
妈妈爸爸
，we're so excited，
我们非常兴奋
，we're not angry because they don't speak Mandarin or Cantonese or English perfectly。
如果他们中文、英文或者广东话说的不好，我们不会生气。
The same is true with the Father as we're learning to walk in the Holy Spirit。
我们学习在圣灵中行走，天父也是这样的心。
That God speaks perfectly。
神说得很完美
But we hear imperfectly.
但是我们听得不够完美
We make mistakes as we're learning to hear the voice of the Lord.
我们学习聆听神的声音会犯错误
But we grow as we go.
但是我们一边行一边成长
So what that means is that we judge prophecy.
所以我们是要来判断这些预言
But we do it with the heart of love and compassion.
但是我们是在这个爱爱中来做这个事。
And sometimes we need to say thank you for wanting to serve us with that word.
有时候我们要这样说，谢谢你想用这样的话来服侍我。
But we don't believe it was biblical in what you were saying.
但是我相信这个不是合圣经的。
And we want to encourage you to really get to know the Bible, that will help you to know the voice of God.
那我想鼓励你呢，更多的熟悉圣经，这样你对神的话会更熟悉。
And so we judge prophecy.
所以我们确实要判断预言。
But we don't throw rocks at people.
但是我们不向人扔石头。
We encourage them to keep learning and growing and going.
我们要鼓励他们继续学习，继续往前行。
Does that make sense to everybody?
大家觉得对吗？
Because if you're afraid,
因为如果你惧怕
that if you make a mistake in prophecy that God's going to kill you,
如果我发预言出了错误，神就会把我击杀
You're never going to prophesy.
你就不会再敢发预言了
And it's just like in the natural, learning to walk and learning to talk. It's the same in the spiritual realm.
所以在天然的学习讲话和走路跟属灵的这些操练是一样的
So how do we judge prophecy?
那我们怎么样来判断预言呢
I believe there's at least 4 things we should look for.
至少有4项指标
Number 1, is it consistent with biblical values and principles?
它是不是跟圣经的价值观和原则一致吻合呢
？The Holy Spirit is not schizophrenic. The Holy Spirit does not have 2 minds.
圣灵不是有两种想法。
The Holy Spirit inspired all of the Bible. The total of the Bible.
圣灵是要启示圣经里的原则。
And so anything prophetically the Holy Spirit gives you.
圣灵给你任何的预言话语
It is not going to be against the word of God and the principles of the word of God.
不可能跟神的话、神的原则是违背的
Let me give you an example.
给一个例子
That when it comes to Christians,
基督徒
the Apostle Paul said, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗说现在在基督里就不定罪了
One person's excited.
有一个人听了这句话很兴奋，只有一个。
I'm glad somebody's paying attention here.
这个人听懂了。
So there's no if you're in Christ Jesus.
如果你在基督里。
There's no condemnation.
就不定罪了。
Now if we make a mistake.
如果我们错了。
And we grieve the Holy Spirit, we grieve, quench the Holy Spirit.
我们就让圣灵忧伤。
If we do some sort of sin.
我们如果犯罪。
The Holy Spirit will bring conviction.
圣灵就把这样的一个知罪放在我们里面。
And that conviction calls us to repent.
这个知罪感让我们去悔改。
But conviction is not condemnation.
让你知罪和定罪你是不一样的。
Conviction is the Father saying, I love you, but I want you to stop doing this.
知罪是天父说我爱你，但是我希望你不要再这样做了。
Because this behavior is destructive.
因为这个行为对你是毁坏性的。
Condemnation is something different.
定罪是不一样的。
Condemnation is saying, you're terrible and I'm going to destroy you.
定罪是你这个人真糟糕，我要毁了你。
And that is not of God, because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
定罪不是从神来的，因为根据圣经，在基督里的就不定罪了。
And so sometimes you'll hear a prophetic voice.
有时候你会听到预言性的话。
Saying God is judging the church.
说神正在审判教会。
All these problems are because you don't love God the way you should.
所以这些问题都是因为你没有像应该爱神的那么样。
And God is going to cause problem after problem for you.
神就会让你出很多很多问题。
Well, it is true that sometimes God does release a judgment for restoration.
是的，有的时候神是会释放审判。
But when He does that, He always does it as a loving Father calling us into healing and wholeness.
但是他总是作为慈爱的父亲来呼召我们来得医治和回转。
It's like the story we looked at yesterday.
就像我们昨天听的那个故事。
When James and John wanted to call down the fire from heaven to destroy the village.
当雅各和约翰要吩咐火从天上降下来烧一个村庄的时候。
That was Old Testament.
那是旧约的事情。
And when they said to Jesus, let's call down fire to destroy this village.
当他们建议主耶稣要这样做的时候
Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're representing.
耶稣说你们的心如何你们不知道。
It's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance.
是神的恩慈令人悔改。
So there are times when the Holy Spirit may inspire a strong prophetic word, but it's an invitation to respond to the love of God.
有的时候圣灵是会释放很严厉的话语，但是他是为了引你回应神。
There have been several times
有很多次
when the Lord has pointed somebody out to me in the church
有时候神让我指出教会的某一个人来
that has a lot of hidden sin in their life
他的生命中很多隐藏的罪
and I try to talk to that person privately
我就想跟他要个人的去谈
and I say I may be wrong
我就这样说，我可能是错的。
But I believe God is showing me this about you.
但是我想神给我指示你生活中有
些问题。And He's showing it to me because He wants to give you a grace to repent and be restored and be free of this.
神向我指示这些事，神是为了让你去回转、被重建，而且就是有恩慈来悔改。
And so sometimes we say hard things, but there's a way of giving it as an invitation to the love of God.Not out of condemnation.
有的时候我们是要说一些严厉的话，但是是给听到的人一个邀请，能够回转向神，而不是定罪。
So number one, when we prophesy, it needs to be consistent with biblical values and principles.
所以第一点就是，这个预言要跟圣经的价值观和原则吻合。
Number two, does the prophecy build people up and encourage them, or does it condemn them and manipulate?
第二点，这个话是造就鼓励人，还是指责操纵人？
Three, is there peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, even if the prophetic word is a challenge?
即使那句话是一个挑战，他们是不是有平安、喜乐、圣灵里的喜乐和平安
？In Romans 14:17,
罗马书14:17,
Paul said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
保罗说神的国在于平安公义平安和圣灵中的喜乐
and so even if a word from God is a very challenging word
就算从神来的话比较有挑战性
if it's from the Holy Spirit
如果是从圣灵来
you'll feel a peace inside even though there may be questions
你的里面即使觉得有挑战还是会觉得有平安
but if a prophetic word is not from the Holy Spirit
但如果这个话不是从圣灵来
there won't be the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit on that word
这个话里面就没有平安和圣灵中的喜乐。
And the fourth guideline is do two or three mature witnesses confirm it.
第四点，这个话是否有两个或者三个成熟见证人的印证
？If God has given you a prophetic word that you're not sure about,
如果有个话是给你的，但是你不太确定
，or somebody prophesies something that you're not sure about to you,
有人对你发预言，但这个话你不太确定。
Go to Pastor John or one of the leaders in the church.
你可以去找周牧师或者任何的牧者。
And say, somebody prophesied this to me.
说有人对我发这样的预言。
Or I feel like God is saying this.
或者我感受神对我说了什么话。
What do you think about it?
你怎么看
?In Proverbs it says there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors.
箴言说谋事众多谋事多事情就成。
So sometimes when you have questions, especially about the prophetic, go to one of the leaders and ask them what they think about that prophetic word.
所以当你对预言性的话语有不确定或者有问题的时候要去找你的领袖你的牧者。
But Jesus also spoke about judging prophets.
耶稣也谈到说要判断这些预言。
And as we look at prophetic voices, does their spirit represent Christ?
当你看这些预言的时候他们其中所包含的这个灵是不是基督的灵
Do they have a Christ-like spirit?
他们是不是有像基督一样的灵性灵
Is there humility and accountability?
他们有没有谦卑和责任感
What is the long-term consistent fruit of their lives and their prophecies?
他们的预言和生命长期的果子是什么
When we, you know, there's a million so-called prophetic voices out there.
现在有成百万的说是自己有预言性的这样的人。
If you go on the internet, there's many Christians claiming to be a prophetic voice from God.
你在网上有很多基督徒说他们得到神的先知性的话语了。
Be careful of what you listen to.
你在网上听什么，你一定要小心。
Because there's a lot of false prophets out there.
有很多的是假冒的。
That we find out that there's no integrity in their lives.
他们生命不正直。
Their marriages are not good.
他们婚姻有问题。
Sometimes there's sexual sin going on.
他们甚至有性犯罪。
Sometimes there's financial impropriety.
他们有财务的不洁净。
And sometimes the charismatic and Pentecostal church.
很多时候五旬节教会灵恩派。
We get so amazed by anointing on someone's life.
我们被这个人他生命中彰显出来的恩赐觉得很震惊。
Anointing is not enough.
恩赐是不够的。
There has to be the character of Christ.
要有基督的品格。
The character of Christ, nobody can lay hands on you and give that to you.
No one.
The character of Christ. Somebody cannot just give that to you.
基督的品格没有人可以按手给你。
That comes from you in your heart living for God day in, day out.
是靠着你每天为神而活的这样的生活积累的。
And a Christ-like character is what we build a ministry on.
是基督的品格才能够使一个施工成长。
There is a foundation under this floor.
这个地下面有地基。
This whole building is built upon a foundation.
这个建筑物是建筑在一个地基上面。
Our ministries, we build those upon the foundation of a Christ-like character.
我们的施工是要奠基于基督的品格。
And before you listen to a prophetic voice that's out there on the internet,
在网上当你听任何人的预言之前
try to find out what is their life really like? What is their marriage like? What is their family like? Is there integrity and accountability?
你最好能够先查查这个人的背景怎么样这个品格怎么样生命婚姻怎么样正直不正直生命中有什么问题没有
Are you still alive?
大家都醒着吗
About six of you. Roman numeral five.
我们进到第五点。
How do we experience revelation?
我们怎么样经历启示
There's two words that are used in the Old Testament in the Hebrew for a prophecy.
在希伯来字中有两个字是讲到预言的。
One word is Naba, the other word is Zayed.
一个是 Naba, 一个是 Zayed.
Z-I-Y-D.
Z-I-Y-D.
And Naba means true prophecy.
Naba 这个词是真预言。
And it means things spring up.
涌流出来。
But false prophecy,The word Zayed, it means cook things up. We create things.
另外一个词就是我们炒作出来制作出来的。
And this is where we need to be careful that we're prophesying what the Lord is saying rather than what we think he should be saying.
所以我们要当心我们真的是知道神在说什么吗还是我认为神应该说什么
When God is speaking to you,
当神对你讲话的时候
a prophetic dream, a prophetic vision, a prophetic word,
异象、异梦、预言
it can be a spontaneous flow of words, pictures, and thoughts that all of a sudden they just land upon the brain.
常常是自然而然拥流出来的话语、图像和一个想法。
One minute you weren't even thinking about that, all of a sudden that revelation is there.
就前一分钟你还根本就没有想这个方面，但是下一分钟它已经在那里了。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit may show you some real bold words like headlines, or he may show you a scripture.
有的时候圣灵确实会打出来一样像沾给你显示出一个大的标题或者是字
he may give you a picture,
或者一个图像
or sometimes a series of moving pictures as in a vision,
或者是一连串动态的图像
that he is just releasing that upon your soul and all of a sudden you weren't even thinking about that but now God's given you this picture, this understanding
神就突然释放出来拥流到你的脑海中你根本就没有想到自己去想但是又流出来了
Sometimes when God begins to speak to you
有的时候当神开始跟你讲话
All of a sudden you know that you know
突然你就知道你知道了
One minute you didn't know something the next minute you did know it
前一分钟你还不知道后一分钟你就知道了
And many times when I'm prophesying over people all of a sudden I just know something about a person's life
很多时候我给人发预言的时候我突然就知道他的生活状态
And it's just likeWow, where did that come from?
我就常常就说，哎，这从哪里来的
？But you know that you know this about that person or that situation.
但是你就知道，你就知道了关于这个人或者情这个情况。
Number three, sometimes God speaks in an audible voice.
有的时候神用可听见的声音讲话。
Most people do not experience the audible voice of God, but sometimes people do.
大部分人是没有听过，肉耳听过神讲话，但有些人听过。
All of a sudden, they'll hear like a voice speaking to them and say, "What's that?"
突然，这个耳朵就听到了真实的声音，就哎，这听到什么了
？The John the Apostle said the voice of God was like the sound of many waters.
就是说保罗说神的声音像众水的声音。
Like a great and mighty waterfall.
就像那个大水的声音。
But sometimes the voice of the Lord is like a still, gentle voice deep in your spirit.
但是很多时候是一个安静、微小的声音在你灵里面说话。
Another way that God sometimes speaks is you can have a physical sensation.
第三种情况就是你可能身体会有感觉。
I was speaking at a conference one time.
有一次我在特会中。
And as the session began,
当这个特会开始的时候
I began to have this intense pain in my right elbow.
我的右肘就非常痛
And it was just hurting and hurting and hurting.
就非常非常疼
And I stopped and I said, does somebody here have a very, very bad elbow that's been damaged?
我就停下来问说会众中有没有谁的右手肘受了伤
And a man raised his hand.
就有一个人举手
And he said, I'm a carpenter.
就说我是个木匠、那个、
And he said, several years ago, I had a bad accident with my right elbow.
说几年前我右手肘出了事故
And I said, I can't use my right hand anymore.
他右手都不能用了。
I have to do everything with my left hand.
都是用左手干活。
And so we prayed for him, and his elbow was healed instantly.
我们就为他祷告，他的右手肘立刻就好了。
And you could be like, in a home group.
你可能在小组里。
You could be at work.
或者在工作上。
You could be with your family member or in church.
或者跟家人，或者在教会。
And all of a sudden, your back has an intense pain.
突然你的背就很疼。
That could be a word of knowledge that God wants to heal people with back pains.
很有可能是一个知识的言语，神透过这个告诉你会众中有人这个需要医治。
You could all of a sudden have a pain in your head.
突然你可能头疼。
Maybe the Lord wants to heal people with migraines.
可能神就要医治哪个偏头疼的人。
Or maybe you just don't like the pastor speaking.
或者你只是不喜欢听讲道你就头疼。
A fifth way, common way that God speaks is through dreams.
第五就是神透过异梦讲话。
The number one way in the Bible that it tells stories of God speaking to people is through dreams.
圣经里面也是讲到就是神对人说话的一种方式就是异梦。
Okay, if you would go all the way to Roman numeral 6.
好，现在我们就跳到六。
We're trying to cover a lot of ground here. Yeah, we're not going to cover the rest. We're going to go to that one right there.
好，我们跳到六吧，跳到六。
We want to save some time for ministry tonight.
因为我们要有点时间服侍。就是作为
Roman numeral 6, the three parts of being a messenger.
作为传话者的三部分。
There are three parts of being a good prophetic voice.
你怎么样能够发出很好的预言？有三个方面。
One, you experience the revelation.
第一，你确实经历到了启示。
Two, you ask the Lord for the interpretation.
第二，你要让神把它解释一下，翻译一下。
And three, what is the right application?
第三，最好怎么样来我来应用它呢
？In Proverbs 25:11, it says, "Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in the right circumstances."
箴言二十五章说，一句话说的合意，如同金苹果掉在银网子里。
Let me encourage you about something.
我来勉励鼓励大家。
Just because you begin to get a prophetic word.At a certain point in time,
你在某个时候得到了先知性的话语
That doesn't mean you have to give that prophetic word right then.
并不是说你在那一刻就要把这个话语释放出去
Sometimes in church on a Sunday morning,
有的时候在教会主日
you might begin to get a prophetic word.
你突然就得了一句话语
But that doesn't mean God wants you to give that prophetic word at that church service.
并不意味着神让你那个时候在主日聚会就起来讲这个话。
Maybe he does.
也许他会。
But maybe he doesn't.
但是也许他不是让你。
I've had some prophetic words.
我有一些先知性话语。
That I've sat on and prayed through for months and months and months.
我为那些话语祷告很多个月。
One prophetic word that I had for leaders in the body of Christ.The Lord had me wait 9 months before I gave that word.
有一次我对基督身体的一个牧者有一句领受的话语，我为这个话祷告了九个月。
I remember I was one word I had many years ago.
很多年前我有一次得了一个话语。
Was here in Vancouver.
我在温哥华的时候。
Does anybody remember Brother Bob Birch? Anybody remember him? A few of you.
Bob Birch 这个牧者。
Bob Birch was the one who started Watchmen for the Nation.
Bob Birch 就是这个什么列国守望的这个运动的发起者。
And it was 1990.
1990年。
Long time ago.
很久以前。
I was speaking at a church in Vancouver.
那时候我正在温哥华教会讲
道。And Bob Birch asked me if I'd speak, to the Watchmen, his Watchmen group.
Bob Birch 就邀请我能不能到他那个组织去跟他们讲话。
So there were about 30, intercessors and leaders gathered together here in Vancouver.
大概是温哥华有三十多位的代祷者和牧者。
And I prophesied to them.
我就向他们发预言。
That God is going to use Vancouver.
说神要使用温哥华。
It will be a gathering of eagles in the spiritual realm.
是在属灵领域里面有一个鹰的聚集。
I said there's going to come prophets from all over to Vancouver.And they're going to be sent out out of Vancouver.
列国的先知都要来这里，而且从这里要差派出很多先知到列国去。
Well, they were planning a meeting for a year and a half away.
他们那时候正在计划一年半以后要有一个聚集。
And they had that meeting at Mount Whistler.
他们在 Whistler 有那个聚集。
And it was in the springtime.
是在春天。
And normally at that time, they usually see.Like 100 to 150 eagles are spotted. The eagle experts on Mount Whistler see 100 to 150 eagles.
一般在那个季节，威斯勒我们会看到大概100到150只鹰的聚集。
But when they had their gathering there a year later,
但是一年多以后，他们在威斯勒聚集的时候
，they saw something like 900 eagles.
那次他们看到了900只鹰的聚集。
They saw more eagles that year than they had ever seen before.
那年看到鹰的数量比以前多很多。
But I remember when I was with the watchmen, the Lord said, there's going to be a gathering of eagles here in Vancouver.
所以当我那个时候跟他们在一起的时候，神就对我借着我说，温哥华会有鹰的聚集。
But I didn't share that with them at that time.
但是其实那个时候我没有把这个话释放出来。
I waited, several months and I prayed over it.
我就是为这个话祷告了一段时间。
Because I wanted to try to fully understand what the Lord was saying.
因为我自己首先想要明白神到底要说什么。
And God began to give me more details.
神就给我开始给我细节了。
And then I sent it. I sent a letter. This was before email days. I sent it to Pastor Bob.
那然后我就给鲍牧师发了一封信。
But sometimes, like if you're in a store or a restaurant.
有的时候你在商店或者餐馆。
And there's somebody that you're never going to see again.
碰到一些你就是没有这个陌生人。
If the Holy Spirit's given you a word for that person, you've got to give it right then.
但是如果那个时候圣灵给你关于他的一句话，你要赶快释放，因为你可能以后再也见不到他了。
But it could be the Lord's given you a word for somebody.
有可能神给你一句话是为了这个人。
And He's not telling you to prophesy over the person.
给你一句话，但是并没有让你对着他发预言。
But maybe He just wants you to quietly in your heart.Pray for that individual.
有的话神给你是为了让你自己去安静地为他祷告。
Do you have in Canada, do you have these, pastry and coffee shops called Panera bread?
有没有这么一家店
Panera Bread
有没有这么一个
Well, we have them all over the United States.
啊，这个店，这个连锁店可能加拿大没有。
It's like a glorified Starbucks. They have many, many pastries and cakes.
就是有点像 Starbucks, 但是糕饼更多一点。
And they have good coffee there.
咖啡也不错。
So people go to Panera Bread and they sit and eat these pastries and cakes and things and have coffee.
他们就坐在这样的咖啡店里面吃点糕点呢，喝点咖啡。
There was a young couple in our church.
我们教会有对年轻人。
About 28 years old.
28岁左右。
Housing is very expensive in San Diego, a lot like Vancouver.
圣地亚哥的房子也是很贵。
And they were trying to save money to buy a house.
他们就是在攒钱买房。
But they would go to Panera like 4 or 5 times a week.
那他们一周四五次就去了这个糕饼店。
And they realized they were wasting too much money.
他们就发现他们太浪费钱了。
And so they spoke about it and they said, okay, no more Panera.
他们就说我们不再去这个店了。
We're going to save our money. We're trying to buy a house.
我们要省钱，买房子。
About 2 days later,
两天以后
the wife is driving down the road.
太太正在开车。
And the Lord said, go to Panera.
主说你去的那家店吧。
She said, Lord, I can't go to Panera.
她说主啊，我不去了。
We just said we're not going to go to Panera.
我们商量好了，我们要省钱买房子。
And the Lord said, go to Panera.
主说去吧。
So she says, okay, I'll go and I'll just have a cup of coffee.
她说好吧，那我就去喝咖啡。
So she walks into Panera.
她就去了。
And she sees a young girl about 18 years old.
她就看到一个18岁左右的年轻女孩子。
Seated by herself at a table.
自己坐在桌子旁边。
And the girl is really looking down.
看起来很低沉，低落。
And really upset.
很难过。
And the Lord said, I want you to go give her a prophetic word.
主说，我希望你去给她发个预言。
Now,She had never done anything like that.
但是她从来没做过这样的事。
And she looked at this girl that she didn't know.
她就看着这个她不认识的女孩子。
Said, Lord, I can't just go up and talk to her.
她说主啊，我不能就这样上去跟她讲话。
And Lord said, I want you to go talk to her. I'm going to give you a prophetic word.
主说我要你上去跟她发预言。
And she said, Oh Lord, I don't know.
她就说主啊，我不确定。
And she said, Okay, Lord.
她说好吧，主。
I'll go and get my cup of coffee.
我去买杯咖啡。
And if she's still there when I have my cup of coffee, then I'll talk to her.
如果我买了我的咖啡，她还坐在那儿，那我就去吧。
Now let me tell you something very, very helpful about life.
我告诉大家一个对生活很有帮助的事情。
The first time God tells you to do something,
神让你做一件事，他第一次告诉你的时候
，do it then.
最好那个时候就做。
Because if you argue with him,
因为当你跟神争执的时候
，and you try to make a deal with him,
你想跟神达成个什么交易
，he will always make it worse.
神就让这个情况更困难了，对你。
It will never get easier. It will always get more difficult.
不会越来越简单，而是越来越难的，对你。
So the first time the Lord tells you to do something,
所以神让你做一件事，神第一次告诉你的时候
，just say yes, sir.
你赶快说好的，主。
Go and do it.
我现在就去。
So she said, "Okay, God, I'll talk to her if she's still there after I get my coffee."
那这个她说我去买杯咖啡，如果她还在，我就去跟她讲话。
So she goes and gets her cup of coffee.
她就去买了杯咖啡。
Pays for it.
付了钱。
And she turns around.
她就转过身来。
And now it's worse.
就情况更
糟糕了。Because there's a young guy sitting talking to her.
因为那个女孩旁边又多了一个男孩子坐在一起讲话。
Now there's two of them.
所以先变两个人了。
And they're having a very intense discussion.
而且他们要有一个紧张的一个争论。
And she says, I can't do this.
她就说，哎呀，我更不能去了。
And she starts walking out the door.
她就出门了，准备。
And as she's walking the door, the Lord said, Where is your faith?
主就对她说，你的信心在哪里？
So she turns around and walks back in.
她就转回，就又转回去。
She doesn't even know what she's going to say to them.
而且她根本不知道她要讲什么。
And this couple, they're in this intense discussion.
而且这两个人在讲得很激烈。
And she walks up to the table and just stands there.
她就走过去站在他们旁边。
And they look at her and say, Who are you? What do you want?
然后他们就说你是谁？你想干什么？
And she points to the girl.
然后她就指着这个女孩子。
And she said, I know this seems strange.
说我知道听起来有点奇怪。
But the Lord Jesus is giving me a prophetic word for you.
但是主耶稣给我一个预言性的话要给你讲。
And she didn't even know what she was going to say.
然后她也不知道她要讲什么那个时候。
But when she said that,
但是当她讲完这句话
all of a sudden the word began to come.
突然话语就出来了。
And she said, the Lord knows that you're very worried about your future.
她说主知道你对你的前途很担忧。
But the Lord says to him to walk with him.
但是主对你说要跟神同行。
And he will take care of your every need.
神会照顾你所有的需要。
He knows your needs even before you ask, and He's going to take care of you.
你没祈求以前，你的需要神都知道，而且神会照顾你的。
Now, I train people that when you prophesy over somebody,
那我训练大家，当你要对人发预言的时候，
when you're finished,
当你讲完了，
ask them a question.
问他们一个问题。
Say, does that make sense to you?
说这个对你有意义吗？听起来。
Can you, does that relate to your life?
这跟你的生活有关系没有？
But she didn't do that.
但她没这样做。
She finished her word.
她讲完了话。
And then she just ran out of the restaurant.
她就赶快地跑出去了。
And she doesn't know what was going on there.
但她就不知道发生了什么后面。
About 2 months go by.
两个月以后。
And her and her husband are starting to save a little bit of money for the house.
她跟她的先生依然在攒钱买房。
So they said on a Saturday morning,
星期六早晨。
Let's just have a little bit of a blessing.
他就说让我们小小的估计是要买点什么。
So they went to a Panera restaurant on a Saturday morning.
他们就是又去到那个连锁店。
They're having a cup of coffee and a pastry.
他们就买了一杯咖啡。
And all of a sudden,
突然
the young woman that she'd prophesied over like 8 weeks before walks up to her.
他两个月前对着发预言的那个女孩子向她走来。
And she says to her,Do you remember me?
就问他说你还认识记得我吗
And she said to people saying, yes, I remember you.
他说是我记得你
And she said, you don't know me, do you?
那个女孩就说你不认识我吧
And she said, no.
他说我不认识你
And she said, you have no idea what your words meant to me.
那女孩就说你那个时候对我讲的话你都不知道对我有什么有多大的意义
She said, my boyfriend and I,
他说我的 男朋友和我
We're just beginning to know Jesus.
我们刚刚认识耶稣
And 8 weeks ago,
就是两个月前
we found out that I was pregnant.
我们刚发现我怀孕了
And we wanted to keep the baby.
我们想留下孩子
But we didn't have good jobs.
但是我们没有好工作
And we were afraid that if we had the baby, we wouldn't be able to take care of the baby. We wouldn't have enough money.
我们担心孩子生下来以后没有足够的钱养活他
But when you gave us that prophetic word,
当你给我们那个先知性的话
all of a sudden we knew Jesus would take care of it.
我们突然就意识到神会照顾我们
So we're going to get married.
所以我们就要结婚了
And we're going to keep the baby.
我们也要留下这个孩子
That was an incredible prophetic word she gave.
那真的她给的那个先知性的话语很重要
It impacted the destiny of that young man and woman.
它影响了这两个年轻人的命运
And it impacted the destiny of a baby that's going to come and the whole life and the generations to come.
当然也影响了这个即将出生的孩子和后来的世代。
And sometimes you might get a very simple word for somebody.
有的时候你给一个人可能有非常简单的话语。
But if it's anointed by the Holy Spirit,
但是如果是被圣灵膏抹的话
it can release faith, it can release life, it can release hope.
You
can release vision.
就会释放信心，释放生命，释放盼望。
Paul said, "The word of God is the sword of the spirit."
保罗说，神的话就像两刃的利剑。
And it cuts between the soul and the spirit and releases life.
把灵与魂都能够抛开，能够赐下生命。
And when a person's going through a lot of problems,
当一个人经历很多困难时候
they may have faith.
他们可能有信心
But in their mind,
但他们头脑里
they can have doubts, they can have questions, they can have fears, they can have anxiety, depression.
他们可能有怀疑有问题有低落 有沮丧
But if you give a word inspired by the Holy Spirit,
如果你 给他们圣灵膏抹过的话语
it may seem quite simple to you.
可能听起来很简单的话
But if it's anointed by God, it cuts through the soul. It cuts through all the questions of anxiety and fear and depression, and it releases faith and vision into the spirit of that person.
但是如果是从神来的话，这个话语就可以抛开他的灵与魂，也可以来就是击碎那一些的问题，带来盼望和信心。
And so the first part of prophecy.
所以预言的第一个部分
is the revelation.
是启示
and you B, receive the whole word.
B 是领受整全的话语
Don't be quick just to give a word, but say, Lord, is this the whole thing?
不要太快地给出话语要问神说主啊这是全部你要说的吗
And you write it down with possible and you pray for understanding.
然后你要把它记下来然后你要祷告祈求你能够明白
If it's a vision or a picture the Lord has given you or a dream, you can relate the word and the symbolism to the Bible.
如果是一梦一象或者是话语，你要把这个图像和比喻跟圣经连起来。
If you want to grow prophetically, grow in your knowledge of the Word of God, the Bible.
如果你想在先知预言上面长进，你一定要在神的话语、圣经的话语中长进。
It's the Bible that keeps us our anchor in truth in Jesus.
是圣经来给我们这个真理的规模。
And a lot of times the symbolic things we see in a vision or a dream,You can relate it to the Bible, those similar stories and pictures.
有时候我们在一梦一象中看到的象征性的图像，你要在圣经中也许能够找出来相似的类比。
Now, one thing I want to mention to you.
我要跟大家提一下。
It's a theological principle.
一个神学原则。
It's called the rule of first mention.
就是第一次提到的原则。
What is the rule of first mention?
是什么呢？
I'm asking, what is the rule of first mention?
是什么呢?
It means that the first time something is mentioned in the Bible, usually that determines the definition.
就是这个事物第一次在圣经中出现的这个地方，它那个时候所代表的意义，往往就是这个事件的原初意义。
One of the first times we read about a lion in the Bible.
我们第一次在圣经中读到狮子在哪里?
It's talking about the lion of Judah.
讲到犹大的狮子。
Judah, one of the 12 sons of.
就是犹大支派。
And it's a good thing.
是个好事物。
But you can also read later on in the New Testament where it talks about the devil goes about as a false lion.
但是在新约里面讲到这个魔鬼也像那个假冒的狮子。
So if you were praying for a friend of yours,
所以如果你给你的朋友祷告
and you see a lion walking up behind them,
你看到有狮子在他后面走。
You could think, wow, they're in a lot of trouble here.
你会想说，哦，他们可能有很大的麻烦。
But if you use the rule of first mention, you think, no, the first time it talks about a lion in the Bible, it's a good thing talking about Judah.
但如果你使用第一次出现在圣经中的这个原则的时候，你就知道说，哦，是好的意思，是犹大的狮子。
And that impacts how you interpret that vision.Or the symbolism or the dream that you're seeing.
这个原则非常影响你怎么样来解读你看到的一些图像。
So you pray for understanding, you relate the vision to the Bible when possible, and then four, make sure you get all of the word, because sometimes it's a process of God giving you a word.
所以第四点就确保你记下了所有的话，因为有的时候神对你说话有个过程，你要确保你得到了整全的话。
Now sometimes the Lord will give you a word.
有的时候神给你一个话。
And you will not have the interpretation.
你就是没有解释。
And the only way you find out is you just ask to give the word and ask the person, does it mean anything to them?
你只能够问对方说，我这个话你自己觉得有什么意义吗？
A friend of mine who's a pastor in Sweden.
我在瑞典有一个牧师朋友。
He was speaking at a church in Finland that is just right across the water from Sweden.
他就是在瑞典隔一条河的一个什么地方在讲道。
And he's speaking in this church in Finland.
芬兰的一个教会里在讲道。
And he was praying for a lady during the ministry time.
他服侍的时候在跟一个姐妹祷告。
And as he's praying for her,
为他祷告的时候
he keeps seeing this picture of a wall heater, a heater on the wall to heat the room. A heater, a wall heater.
他就一直看到这个墙上一个取暖器的那个东西。
And the heater, there was a sign on it of a company made in Finland.
他这个取暖器上面有个标签，就说这个东西是在芬兰制造的。
And it didn't make any sense to him.
他觉得没什么意义。
As he's praying for this woman, he kept seeing the picture of this wall heater.
他跟这个姐妹祷告的时候一直看到这个墙上的取暖器。
And so finally he said to the lady,
他就最终就问他。
He said, does this make any sense to you?
就说这个我看到的这个跟你觉得有什么意义吗?
I keep seeing a picture of a wall heater made here in Finland.
我一直看到一个在芬兰生产的一个墙上的取暖器。
He didn't understand it.
他自己是不知道。
But the lady started crying and crying and crying and crying.
那姐妹就开始一直的哭。
And then she told him,
就告诉牧师,
when she was a little girl,
当她是个小女孩的时候,
she played with the wall heater in her house,
她就在房子里面跟这个墙上这个取暖器在玩,
and she started a fire.
她就结果弄成个火灾。
Her baby brother died in that fire.
她的那个弟弟, baby 的弟弟就被烧死了。
And for over 30 years now,
30多年了,
she had been carrying the guilt of killing her baby brother because she played with that wall heater.
她就一直有这个罪疚感，因着她的玩火，使她的baby弟弟就是丧生了。
And so my friend was able to pray for her.
这样我的这个牧师朋友就可以祷告。
And lead her in a prayer of asking forgiveness but receiving forgiveness.
就是祈求神的饶恕，接受这个饶恕。
And the lady walked out of that meeting free of the guilt and shame that she'd been carrying in her soul for over 30 years.
所以这个姐妹离开特会就从30多年的罪疚感定罪中间得释放了。
And so we ask the Lord for the interpretation, but He won't always give it. Sometimes you just ask the person.
所以有时候我们问神，神不一定会告诉我们意象的意义，你就要问那个被服侍的人。
And then see.
See.
You release the word.
你释放这个话语。
The first thing I do when God gives me a prophetic word for a person is I say, Lord, do you want me to share it with the person?
我先问神，主啊，这个话是要我跟他分享吗？
Or you just want me to pray for them?
还是只是我为他代祷呢？
And then if the Lord wants you to give it, find out the Lord's timing.
如果主让你释放，第二你要找出来主让你释放的时间。
If somebody has just lost their job,
如果有人刚刚失业，
their wife has given birth to triplets,
他太太又生了三胞胎。
Their car engine has blown up.
他的车又发动机又坏了。
And their mother-in-law is coming to live with them for 6 months.
他的岳母要来跟他们住六个月。
That's not the best time to give somebody a hard prophetic word.
那时候如果有很严厉的先知的话语，不要在那个时候给他听。
Timing is everything.
啊，那个正确的时间点是很重要的。
So get the Lord's timing if you're to give it.
一定要按照神的时间表去给。
And then.When you give a word in love and humility.
第三，你要在慈爱和谦卑里释放这个话语。
Think about Jesus.
想想耶稣。
Jesus was and is the serving king.
主耶稣曾经是，永远也是那个服侍的君王。
He was always the serving king.
他一直是服侍人的君王。
And we need to have that heart, that attitude within us as we're ministering to people.
我们服侍人一定要有这样的心肠和态度。
And lastly, number four.
第四点。
Be a messenger, but let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit.
你只做一个传信者，但是要让圣灵成为圣灵。
Don't try to make a person walk out a word that you give them.
你不要你自己使人就是对你就是给他的话语来做回应。
If the person is receiving a word anointed by the Holy Spirit,
如果这个人接收到了圣灵恩膏的话语，
there will be conviction from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵自己会印证的。
You don't need to try to manipulate or push the person into obedience.
你不要去操纵或者是推动人要往哪个方向走。
Okay. Are you still alive?
大家都醒着，醒着吗？
You are men and women of incredible faith.
我们真的是大有信心的人。
Everybody else in Vancouver, they're hiding in their caves out of fear of coronavirus.
温哥华大部分的人都躲在自己的洞里面，怕这个病毒。
But you're here celebrating the crown of Christ.
但是我们在这里是庆祝主耶稣基督的皇冠。
So the Lord's going to bless you for your faith.
所以神会因着你的信心大大祝福你的。
We're going to do a couple of things here.
好，我们来做一两件事情。
Well, let's just stand right now.
大家请先起立。
Could I ask you to play on the keyboards for us? Just give us some background noise there.
给点音乐，给点琴，钢琴。
But we're going to ask the Lord to release the gift of prophecy into your life.
现在我们求神赐下先知性、启示性的恩赐在每个人生命当中。
Paul said to seek after the spiritual gifts.
保罗说各样的恩赐我们都要求。
But especially you may prophesy.
尤其是做先知讲道的恩赐。
And when you have the gift of prophecy,
当你有了这个发预言的恩赐，
it means that at different times God will give you prophetic words in different situations.
意思就是说神将会在不同的情况下会给你不同的话语。
It's like a tool God gives us for extending His love and kingdom.
就是一个工具，属灵的工具，让神来让我们来用它来扩张神的国。
So just hold your hands out to the Lord.
把手向神伸起。
And when you say out loud,After us,
大声的来跟着说。
Father God,
天父
，Would you give me?
求你给我
eyes to see and ears to hear.
能看的眼睛，能听的耳朵。
Everything that you would say to me.
你所有对我说的话。
Would you give me a sensitive spirit to your spirit?
求你让我的灵能够感受你的灵。
And would you use me as a messenger?
求你使用我作为一个传信者。
A prophetic messenger.
一个先知性的传信息的人。
With words of love.
有爱的话语。
words of healing,
有医治的话语
words of restoration,
有就是重新重建的话语重建
and words of encouragement,
鼓励的话语
help me to see people as you see them,
帮助我能够用你的眼光来看人
Use me to call people into destiny.
使用我可以把人带入他们的命定。
And into your divine purposes.
按照你神圣的旨意带入你为他们的命定中。
Would you fill me now with the gift of prophecy?
现在求你以现在来充满我，用先知性的恩赐来充满我。
Just right where you're at, just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon you right now in the name of Jesus.
安静一下，让圣灵降在你的身上。
Just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon you.
允许圣灵降在你身上。
Be filled in the name of Jesus with the Spirit of the Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名，圣灵充满每一位。
Be filled in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名，圣灵充满每一位。
Just let the power of the Holy Spirit fill you right now.
让圣灵能力充满在你
Father, I ask in Jesus' name,
天父我奉耶稣基督的名
just as it pleases you, just as it pleases you,
使你得喜悦
would you release prophetic anointing upon people's lives?
求你现在释放发预言的恩膏在每个人的身上
would you use them as a mouthpiece for your glory?
让我们能够成为你荣耀的出口
would you use them as a mouthpiece for your heart and your goodness?
成为你美善成为你的耶稣基督心的一个出口
touch their lips with coals of fire
用火炭 来沾每个人的嘴唇
there's some of you the Holy Spirit's resting on right now in a significant way
中间有一些人现在圣灵特别的在你身上的
if you sense
如果你感觉
in a very strong way the power of the Holy Spirit's on you right now
如果你现在感觉确实有圣灵在你身上
明显 Would you just come down to the front,
请你到前面来如果你有比较明显一点的感觉请你到前面来
if you sense in a strong way the power of the Holy Spirit
你现在如果感觉到比较有明显的感觉
just come down to the front,
请你来到前面有比较强烈的感觉
and just line up in a line across
请大家在前面站成一排一直往那边站站成一排
And maybe we could have a few men come stand behind people
请有几位的弟兄能够站在后面扶一下
In case people need assistance
或姐妹也可以站在后面扶一下稍微
Lord let your power be released in this
主啊求你的大能降在这个弟兄的身上
I just speak a release of prophetic anointing, prophetic gifting.
释放发预言的恩赐在他身上。
The gift of prophecy, let it go deep in the name of Jesus.
发预言的恩膏恩赐在他身上。
Let it go deep right now in the name of Jesus. Fire of God in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Spirit upon you right there in the name of Jesus. Be filled right there in the name of Jesus.Jesus. May Jesus be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus.Young man,
使用这个年轻人
even as you use Samuel as a young man,
像使用撒母耳
would you give him prophetic words of life and encouragement? Fire of God on you right there in the name of Jesus.Thank you. bless you to begin to experience dreams and visions.
祝福你会得到异梦和异象，有异梦和异象。
Stand right behind people. Stand right behind them. Fire, fire, fire of God. Fire of God.
站在他的背后接他。
Stand right behind.
不要让他摔倒。
Fire for evangelism, prophetic evangelism.
宣教，宣教的很高，在你身上，宣教。
Fire of God.
宣教。
And visions of the throne of God.
有异象异梦从神的宝座而来的异象和异梦。
I bless you to have dreams and visions of the throne of God.
异象和异梦。
Fire of God.
真的火。
Fire.
真的火。真的火。
Suffer from a lot of stomach problems.
有没有在这里有胃的问题？一直有胃的问题，胃
just,
胃。
Just lift a hand up to the Lord.
举手，举手，有胃的毛病， okay. 胃的疾病。
If you are not raising your hand,
如果你没有举手
，look around you, and if you see someone with their hand up, put a hand upon their shoulder.
你看你旁边有举手的人，你就为他祷告，又把你的手放在他的肩膀上。
If you see someone with their hand up,
看看你旁边有胃举手的依然举着手。
Put your hand on their shoulder.
把手放在他肩膀上
and begin to speak healing to their stomach right now.
开始就直接对他的胃发这个得医治的语言
Father, I ask in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
would you release your healing power
医治的能力
upon stomachs now in the name of Jesus?
在 在这个胃的部位释放医治的能力。
I bless livers and kidneys to be
healed. 肾的问题，肝脏的问题。
I bless livers and kidneys to be healed.
我奉耶稣名宣告，肾的问题得医治，肝脏得医治，肾得医治。
Pancreases be healed. I take authority over damaged pancreases and I tell them to be healed now in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣救命来医治这个损坏性的
fire. I tell livers and kidneys,
你的肾和你的肝，你的胃。
I take authority over food allergies.
食物过敏。
And I break off those food allergies.
断开食物过敏的源。
I break off those food allergies.
断开食物过敏。
And I bless stomachs.And I tell colons to be healed in the name of Jesus.
肠结肠肠。
I break off colon problems.
把所有肠子的问题、结肠的问题都要破除。
I speak healing to people with diverticulitis or Crohn's disease. I speak a divine healing to stomachs and colons right now.
就是肠胃的问题现在都要得医治。
I speak healing to ulcers right now. I bless the stomach ulcers.That are burning in the stomach, and I bless the stomach to be whole.
胃酸的这个烧灼灼热胃酸的问题。
Thank you for what you're doing here, Lord God.
感谢主的工作。
There's somebody here with a very damaged right knee.
右膝盖有严重损伤的，这里有吗
？You've had a bad right knee for many years.
好几年了，右边的膝盖损伤疼痛有吗？是你。
Where is that person?
Two or three.
Just hold out your hands to the Lord.
One, two, three.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
I ask a release of your miracle power now upon these right knees. And I tell the knees to be filled with the miracle power of the Holy Spirit.
神迹医治临到这个膝盖
I tell the cartilage to be healed and come back together by the miracle power of the Holy Spirit.
右边膝盖所有的韧带、所有的扭伤、所有的损伤全部都恢复。
I tell the ligaments and tendons be healed now.
所有的肌腱、这个韧带全部都恢复。
Right knee healed. Strength.
右边的膝盖
strength
力量力量进入到右边的膝盖，力量进入。
In Jesus.
力量进入。
Fire of God.
能力进入到右边的膝盖。神的火来焚烧
Fire of God.
神的火来焚烧
Fire of God. Knees
右边的膝盖
come back together,
恢复原恢复原样再次强壮起来
Fire of God.
神的火
Fire of God. Now, this is for right knees.
现在是医治右边膝盖
Father, I do ask you to heal that left knee.
主啊也求你医治左边膝盖
Bless these right knees.
右边膝盖
Jesus, healing right there.
医治右边的膝盖
Jesus, healing, Jesus.
医治
Jesus. More healing here.
更多的医治进入
More healing.
更多的医治
Jesus.
医治
Fire of God upon you right there.Fire of God right there upon that right knee.
医治
Jesus. Knees be healed.
膝盖所有膝盖的问题
I bless that right knee.
祝福
All the ligaments and tendons
膝盖的
come back together now.I take authority over bone-on-bone osteoporosis, and I tell all the missing ingredients of the knee to come back by the miracle power of the Holy Spirit. Come back in Jesus' name. If you've suffered any sort of heart problems,
心脏问题
heart attacks,
心脏病
hardened arteries,
心脏狭隘
Your regular heartbeat
就是你的心律不齐，心跳的问题。
Just raise a hand.
心律不齐。
Don't come forward.
不要到前面来，原地举手。心脏。
Just hold a hand up to the Lord.
心脏问题的，心脏方面的问题。
If you see someone raising a hand, stretch a hand to them right now. Put a hand on their shoulder.
旁边的人如果看到有举起手的，为他来祷告，把举起手。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I speak a release of the miracle power of the Holy Spirit upon hearts.
释放神迹医治恩膏在他身上，来医治所有心脏。
I take authority over.Arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries.
权柄在他的心血管的系统里面。
And I tell those arteries to be healed now.
所有心血管的问题全部都被医治。
Let the peace of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, come upon them.
进到他的心里面。
Healing.
医治。
Bless what you're doing here, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，求你祝福你自己的工作。
I tell heartbeat to become regular now.
所有的心跳不心跳有问题都要恢复到正常的心跳。
I tell the irregular heartbeat to be gone in Jesus' name.
心律不齐全部都要除去，都要
We bless the valves and the arteries of the heart to be in good condition.
让心的这个心血管的这个什么
I tell the heart
畅通。
Tell the heart muscle to be healed in Jesus' name.
让这个心肌都要健康起来。
Healing.
健壮这个心肌。
Healing in Jesus' name.
医治。
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Just stay right where you're at.
大家就站在你现在的地方。
I want to proclaim a blessing over you.
我要宣告一个祝福给大家。
And this is what Moses taught Aaron, how to bless the people.
这是摩西在那个时候。
It's in Numbers chapter 6.
在民数记第六章。祭司的祝福。
Starting in verse 24.
从二十四节开始。
Just close your eyes right now.
大家眼睛闭上。
And let the goodness of the Lord come upon you.
让神的美善就降在你身上。
The Lord bless you.
愿耶和华赐福给你。
The Lord keep you.
保护你。
The Lord make His face to shine upon you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。
And be gracious to you.
赐恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。
Jesus said to His disciples, freely, freely you've received.
耶稣对他门徒说你们白白的得来。
So freely, freely give.
你们要白白的给出去。
Just allow the goodness of the Lord right now to radiate to you.
现在让神的美善像射线一样的光照在你身上。
Allow the smile of the Lord to rest upon you.
让神的笑脸临到你的身上。
The Father's love for you.
让天父的爱进到你里面。
And allow the peace of the Holy Spirit to go deep right now.
让圣灵的平安深深进到你的里面。
And we thank you, Father.
谢谢你，天父。
We thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
That you give your Holy Spirit without measure.
你给我们的圣灵是无限量的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。阿们。